Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We have an NFL mock draft fund coming up at 4 o'clock. Dane Brugler has a two-rounder for you, Brian. Thought you'd appreciate that.
Jeez.
It's time now for Krusty's Corner.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
You missed it?
I missed it. How did I miss that?
Figure you know all about it already.
Good size mock for this time of year.
Yeah. Did a three-round one the other day.
Too deep? You went three?
One that was three rounds.
Yeah, I'm sure other people are doing it, but they don't do it quite like Dan does.
No,
just putting a lot of thought and love and care into these.
Does Dan ever reach out to you and ask you where you think guys should go?
I'm not on that level yet with Dan.
He hits me and Dawson up all the time.
I'll tell you what, I'd hit Dawson up for his defensive back evaluations and the tackle evaluations.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah,
He's got the kicks.
To check in on that Cowboys draft show. You let Derek and then
Dawson's
guys.
Got the goods.
Kick sliding and all that. Hey, by the way, real quick, the old guy wants to, is TikTok really going away? Is that really going to happen?
I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it. It seems like a negotiation to get what they want out of it, but who knows?
Yeah, I've seen like if you currently have the app won't go anywhere, but it might end up being where you're no longer able to download the app.
So is it like, does it update? I like the cooking stuff's on there. I like the shorts of the cooking things.
There's a lot of fantastic things.
Is it? It's not going to update that anymore.
I mean, all the platforms have a version of TikTok now, though. So I don't really know.
Like Instagram Reels, I guess that's supposed to be similar.
Okay. YouTube has the shorts. Twitter has the shorts. Just scroll on videos.
Okay. I'm gonna miss it if they don't show cooking stuff.
I saw multiple people are offering to buy it. To keep it in America.
So Elon Musk might be changing hands.
Yeah, I saw Mr. Beast offer it.
Ooh, Mr. Beast too. Let's go.
Is it billions?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Could imagine billions for TikTok.
All right.
Because of China.
I've got an exercise for you guys if you don't mind hanging along with me here, playing along with me here.
Hang.
I've got a list of coaches and I broke them down into categories. I've got and I want to thank Derek Eagleton for this because we did this today on the break on DallasCowboys.com, but I think it's really cool. I've got a list of the various coaches, and I've got them broken down into categories. And I've got in-house, former NFL head coaches, NFL coordinators, and then college coaches. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around the room here if I could, and I'm ask you, who do you want? But who do you think realistically is going to be the guy out of this group?
Okay.
So I'm gonna go through the names, and then I want you to tell me who you think you want, and then who you think realistically it would be out of this group. Okay?
All right.
We good?
Let's do this.
Chief, I'll start with you since you're sitting over there pondering things.
Yeah.
In-house. In-house. Let me read them.
Just thinking about dinner.
In-house. Mike Zimmer, Al Harris, Brian Schottenheimer, Bones Fossil. Give me who you would like out of that group and who could realistically be the coach out of that group.
I think it's the same answer. I would go Zimmer. I mean, I would prefer Zimmer out of those guys.
Okay, so you prefer Zimmer.
And I think that's probably the more likely route they would go. He's a guy who's been there, done that. It keeps the continuity defensively. Micah certainly would be happy about it. And he was, Mike Zimmer was a solid head coach for many years.
How about you there, Wooly? In-house, mm-hmm. Zimmer, Al Harris, mm-hmm. Schottenheimer, Bones Fossil. Realistically, or who do you like? Or both?
I think realistically, I do think out of those, I'd lean Schottenheimer. I would prefer Zim. I would prefer Zim there. He's been a head coach before. He's got experience. He got the most out of Micah. I thought he showed that he can get a little bit more out of Micah than what DQ even did, which is saying a lot. The defense was trending in a positive direction. The second half allows you to keep some continuity. So I'd go Zim, but for whatever reason, I think if Dak might be trying to make a push for Shoddy here.
Like it. Dawson.
Yeah, you know, I think it's Zimmer is the answer for both. For me, the only other thing I could see realistically happening or could happen would be Schottenheimer. You know, it's a guy with a lot of experience. You know, I feel like he's got the energy and he's at the podium like a head coach. I think he'd be a good face maybe for a team that's maybe continuing to rebuild. Maybe you want to give a chance to a guy like that. And if Dak likes him, you continue with that. But I think Zim as head coach with Schottenheimer maybe as OC, you know, has a high degree of probability to it as well.
Yeah,
you know, one of the things I've been thinking about too with the Schottenheimer stuff, I think a realistic combination is Pete Carroll, head coach, Schottenheimer's your OC.
Here we go.
Like they had in Seattle. Right,
here's,
I think that's very real.
Here's category two, former NFL head coaches.
Okay.
Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Rivera. John Gruden. Doug Peterson. Robert Saleh. Wooly, I'll start with you. Coach that who you would want out of that group and who would be the realistic one. You think?
Name them again.
Pete Carroll, Ron Rivera, John Gruden, Doug Peterson, Robert Saleh.
Okay. Who I would want out of this? Oh, goodness gracious. I don't want Ron. I don't want John. I don't think I want Doug, even though I don't think Doug's as bad as he looked in Jacksonville. It comes down to Pete or Rob. I think I would want Rob. I think realistically out of this group, I do think it would be Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll could come in here and give a really good interview, much like Mike McCarthy did, and he checks off a ton of boxes, at least Jerry said 5 years ago that he wanted. Head Super Bowl winning experience. Head coaching experience, he's a winner. He's won everywhere he's been. Does he have some kind of like a boring, like old school approach on game day with his decision making? 100% he does. He's not going to be super aggressive. I like Saleh getting a second chance. I'd like to see what kind of staff he could put together. And he's used to drama. Hell, he handled it with the Jets. But I think realistically out of that group, I'd go Pete Carroll.
How about you there, Dawson?
Yeah, out of that group, I want to see where the Robert Saleh thing could go with this defense. Okay. You know, I think you got a lot of pieces. And yes, the who he would hire, right? The experience working with San Francisco's coaching staff, I think, you know, could potentially spell glory for your offensive coaching staff. We shall see on that. Is that realistic? I don't know. I think probably out of those names, well, I hope Gruden's not realistic for the Cowboys. I think for one reason or another, that would get blocked, so I'd go with Ron Rivera.
Okay. How about you, Chief?
I think the most likely, I mean, clearly Saleh's getting interviewed. I think that's very likely. Mm-hmm. The other one would be Pete Carroll that I think they would absolutely be interested in. The Schottenheimer connection, keeping continuity to some extent.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host A First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
with the offense. Hey, Schottenheimer, now you're not just the OC, you're actually the OC that's calling plays. Familiarity with Pete Carroll, and for all the reasons you mentioned, Walchuk, about why they would like Pete Carroll, I think that is very, very real. I would prefer Saleh. I know his defense works versus today's offenses, and like Dawson mentioned, I think his the guys that he could go get, the young offensive minds, he's from the Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur kind of group. Mm-hmm. I think he could actually do something with the OC that would be much better than Schottenheimer.
All right, how about the NFL coordinators? We have Kellen Moore, Aaron Glenn, Brian Flores, Ben Johnson, Todd Monken, Liam Cohen, Cliff Kingsbury. You need me to read them again?
I think I got them.
How about you over there, Chief? You got them?
Yeah.
Everybody got them?
Good Moore, Glenn, Johnson, Monken, Flores, Cohen, Kingsbury.
This is the sexiest group of options, I think.
Well, yeah, because you got Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn in there.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two standouts for sure. I'd be happy with either one of them, but because I prefer to have an offensive head coach, I mean, I think Ben Johnson's the obvious choice here. And then
your choice is Ben Johnson. Who do you now the most realistic coach?
Most realistic, I would say, is probably Kellen Moore.
I agree. Kellen Moore's the most realistic out of this group. Boy, Ben Johnson is fun, but I like the thinking of Aaron Glenn maybe more so as a head coach, leader of men type, and then who from that staff does Aaron Glenn believe can mm-hmm. be the next Ben Johnson, yeah. the next guy to be a good play caller. I think I would go Aaron Glenn, but realistically, unfortunately, out of those options, it's Kellen Moore. What do you think of Liam Cohen? Do you not have Liam Cohen quite up there? Just because Ben Johnson's done it for more amount of time, like we've seen that.
Yes.
Liam Cohen, maybe just a flash in the pan, one-year wonder.
Absolutely, yes. I like Liam Cohen as a one-year offensive coordinator, but we've seen Ben Johnson do it for many years now. And Ben Johnson's talked about how, like, this particular season, he was viewing things from a little bit different perspective. He wasn't just so married to, I'm the offensive coordinator. He was kind of really trying to wrap his arms around the entire process of what it takes, because he's been a guy that's been building for this moment. Liam Cohen just got microwaved mm-hmm. and had one awesome year, and huge respect to him for it. But that's jumping the gun a little bit in my mind. Ben Johnson to me is clear.
I think Monken and Cliff are just good coordinators. I don't know that they'd be great head coaches.
What's so interesting to me is the aftermath of Detroit, because you mentioned who does Aaron Glenn yeah. take, who does Ben Johnson mm-hmm. take, but who right. also does Dan Campbell? Like, whoever the next yeah. guy in line is offensively, don't you think that guy just wants to stay with Dan Campbell and be now the play caller?
Sure.
Like, with a ready-made team yeah. that's got a lot of talent.
So Campbell's going to keep some guys. Johnson's mm-hmm. going to take some guys. Glenn's going to take some guys. It's going to be super interesting. And the Lions, you better go get it done right now, because that staff's going to look a whole lot different.
Yeah, I wonder, like I said, if that would be the case too, because and Dawson, I'm sorry, go ahead and get your
no, you know, I just pretty much agree with these guys. You know, if it came down to me, I'd want to talk with Johnson and Glenn and see which one of those two I liked their plan better, or I was more impressed with their, you know, their handle, their confidence. You know, but I think out of that group, Kellen Moore is the clear favorite, probably against the field.
I was interested because nobody really brought up Monken from the Ravens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there something about the Ravens offense that doesn't fit your guys' eye?
Well, he was a huge problem in the AFC Championship game last year. Like, let's not forget the reason.
Didn't run the ball.
Didn't run the ball at all.
Yeah.
And now you're getting a lot out of two of the best playmakers in the sport. You have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So it's like, and respect to him for what he's doing, but I'll the other guys here, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, I'll take those.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how you score that, right? With if you have Lamar Jackson, who is a cheat code for so much, and Derrick Henry, I would really have to look into the Todd Monken resume. Mm-hmm. But from what I've understood throughout his career, he has been criticized for having a bad, like, pass run balance. Mm-hmm. And I think it's only because you have Lamar and Henry he's even doing that. So I think there's a lot of stuff to figure out there.
Okay, and the final group is known as the college group. You have Deion Sanders, Bill Belichick, Marcus Freeman, Steve Sarkisian, Lincoln Riley, and Lane Kiffin.
Ooh. Okay, I'm taking...
Definitely no Lincoln Riley. That's surefire, no chance.
And no Kiffin for me. Although, I mean, Kiffin, I think, runs a really good offense, and that'd be entertaining. I think Prime would be really entertaining. I want Marcus Freeman out of this bunch. I think Marcus Freeman can be the next, like, really, really tremendous coach that falls in line with, like, okay, here's Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, what Kirby Smart's
been doing.
I think
he'd be like D'Amico Ryans down in Houston.
Yeah, like, I think Marcus Freeman, he gets it. I think he's just an absolutely, he's built for this, man. He's the future next great coach in this thing. Him and Dan Lanning, I'm big fans of. Realistically, out of this group, I guess Prime. They've talked to Prime. I don't think that the other ones are really real. I think Bill's turning them down. I don't think they're going to talk to Marcus Freeman. And Lincoln Riley and Lane Kiffin, I just don't see happening either. I think Lincoln Riley, the shine's worn off on him. So Prime probably the most realistic of the bunch, but I'd go Marcus Freeman in a heartbeat. He'd be my favorite pick out of anybody we've talked about.
Yeah, I think Belichick has to be the most realistic, even though, you know, his situation at UNC. I just think the other ones are so far-fetched that the Cowboys would do this. Have they gone college since Jimmy? I don't think so. I would love Sarkisian. You know, I'd love Freeman. I'd love Prime. I think a lot of these would be really fun stories to cover.
Mm-hmm.
But Belichick's the most realistic.
What you, Cheapton?
Oh, man. The Freeman one is very, very interesting. I'd probably go Dion for both, though. In terms of likelihood and of what I would want. He understands what the deal is with the star. And okay. I think he could channel some level of what it used to be.
Okay. I didn't see it at first. I didn't want to believe it. But I think the Rooney Rule angle is so clear here that their coaching search started. And on back-to-back days, they announced these guys.
Yeah.
We haven't heard about anybody else. I think they know who they want to hire. They're going boom, boom, out of the way. Thank you very much. Now it's our
time
guy. Yeah, and they're gonna have drinks with one guy and hire him.
Okay, real quick, one final one. I'll call it the wild card one. You could trade for this guy. You trade for McVay or O'Connell.
McVay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love both, but yeah. McVay.
Thank you.
I mean, the track record of getting it done, multiple quarterbacks, injured teams, when he's got a healthy, good roster, he's going to the Super Bowl, you know, and putting on a hell of a show while he's at it. Yeah, there's, you know, I don't think there's anybody else, maybe him and Andy Reid, that I'd actually trade for.
It's funny, but O'Connell, though, he did win 14 games with
O'Connell's
Sam
Darnold. Tremendous coach.
Sam Darnold was his quarterback. It's pretty impressive.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think the last two games, maybe, and the offensive performance maybe takes a little luster off that.
They lost games. They lost twice to the Rams and twice to the Lions.
Those are the only losses all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't know that. Okay. NFL mock draft time. Dane Brugler has a two rounder for you. Who are the Cowboys getting? Maybe we can look at some more coaching candidates as well. It's coming up next right here. GBAC Nation, the Fan.